that had just won her first spelling bee ever. And she competed against 100 people. And at 6 years old, she was just the grand champion of the International Spelling Bee, like the best of the best of the best. The reason I use a six-year-old daughter is because that's a perfect age in your mind that I know you can relate, where you're like, that's like the pinnacle. My little baby girl just pulled off something absolutely nuts. Don't do it yet. I want you to start imagining that if she was just named the grand champion of the International Spelling Bee, how would you react? No, not yet. I want you to think about it. How would you react if they were just announced and here comes your little baby girl up on stage in front of 800 people that just got awarded this incredible prize? Whatever that is, when I say his name, I want you to do that. I'm going to leave it up to your own devices to demonstrate to him. Remember, this is his first convention. He doesn't have a rank or a title here, except that because of that conversation, I said, Rudy, I want to be your friend. First, I want to be your friend. I don't care what we do together in business. I just want to be your friend. And if something extra happens beyond that, fantastic. And we developed a bonding relationship because he saw my transparency, he saw my heart, he saw my desire to build that relationship. And I called him to ask about his family and to find out what his hobbies were. And I found out all these things. And pretty soon, here's what happened. We're sitting in the booth and he says, I'm the author of a brand new book. It's called Eat Real Food. And I'm thinking, wow, how amazing is that? He said, it's called Eat Real Food. And he said, in my book, he said, hold on a second. Are you telling me that this is like the Dr. Joel Wallach? And he starts quoting to me of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, of Wild Kingdom, of Rare Earth Minerals. Is that the name of the book? Yeah. See, I don't even know what the name of the book is. Rare Earth Minerals. And that's the guy. And I said, I think that's the guy. You would have been like, yeah, that's the guy. That's what you would have done. I was like, yeah, that's the guy. And he goes, that is unbelievable. That guy is my absolute hero. And he goes, I'm writing this book called Eat Real Food. And in this book, I reference Dr. Wallach like 6 times. Now you tell me that's not a divine appointment. You just tried to pull that one off on me. It's not going to work. I know that we were meant to have this relationship, and I'm going to introduce you to someone else after I introduce you to him. And all I want him to do is come up here for a second and just share a little bit about what he's perceiving. You want to see what a new person thinks about this company? Yeah. So they've never been to a meeting. I just simply got online, and I allowed him. I did it. I didn't send him to any websites. Do not do that. Got that? I don't use business cards. He said, do you have a card? I say, no. I'll be happy to get your number from you, and I'll call you in the next couple days. You would be like, yeah, I got these cool business cards. Here's my website. Here's all my information. See, success leaves clues, not facts. You see the difference? Success leaves clues. I wanted him to not have the facts. The clues I wanted to leave is I was confident. I was intentional. I was brave. I was a leader. I was willing to help him. That's all I wanted him to have, period. Not, let me give you this CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Let me give you my business card. Here's my website. Here's all this stuff. Folks, you're making multi-million dollar mistakes when you build your business under the precipice or the principle that success leaves facts. Build curiosity. I watched some of your posts on Facebook. I'm on a little rabbit trail. I'm almost back. I watched some of your posts on Facebook from this weekend, and I'm sitting here going, so many people are just completely missing the boat. You go on Facebook and you give all the facts about everything. Where is the curiosity? Do you remember your first date? There are just certain things that you don't want to know about people right away. True or false? There's just certain things that are best left unsaid until the right moment. So if you go into a relationship, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for that special person right now, there are some things best not said right now. It's the same thing in this business. So why are you going out and sticking all over Facebook every fact about your experience here? If you see my posts, I leave mystery. Mystery is the only thing in my wake. Got it? Mystery is the only thing in my wake. They'd have to wonder what convention I was at. I posted a picture earlier of me and Drew Pearson, and I intentionally made sure that the angle didn't have branding or something that was going to lead them to something they could Google. I want people to post and like and say, "Hey, Scott, where are you? What are you doing? What city are you in? What is that convention? How in the heck did you get a picture with Drew Pearson?" That's what I want people responding to, not like, "Hey, how was that convention for young, when I didn't put anything into, how was the longevity convention? Listen, I went online and did all the research on this company. I know you look excited about it, bro. I'm just not interested." They haven't seen anything. How would they know? Because they're all smart people and they go do all this research and you never have a shot at getting to those people. I told this gentleman, I said, "I want to introduce you to people that I respect, that I hold in high regard, that are having a major impact on my life as we speak." As we speak, these people are having a major impact on my life from the standpoint of health and money.